So the first thing Bessent should do is say, hey, guess what? If you don't have your money in a U.S. branch of a bank or a U.S. bank inside of America, you do not have a guarantee any longer. We will not come and save you anymore. So all of a sudden, these dollars like, oh, okay, well, there isn't this blanket government guarantee from the Fed and the Treasury for these trillions of dollars that I have deposited on these banks. But I could put my money into a stable coin. And a stable coin means that the dollars are either a deposit at a U.S. branch of a bank in America, or they're holding treasury bills. So if you don't feel safe in your Deutsche Bank account in Switzerland or wherever, just talk to your authorized participant and move these deposits over to a stable coin. And now you have access to your dollars. You have the blanket guarantee of the U.S. government. And guess what? You might earn a bit of a yield on your money, because you probably don't get much of a yield in a euro dollar deposit outside of America, because the banks don't actually need your money and they have to pay capital charges because of Basel III and blah, 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 right? All the bad things about why banks don't like large deposits. And so now you have, you know, a $10 to $13 trillion TAM of money that could flow into stable coins from abroad. And once you're in a stable coin, Bessent has full control. He knows where you are, you know, which bank. He knows where you're clearing your treasuries. And the best part is he can offer you a yield that's lower than Fed funds. So if Fed funds is 4.5, he can say, oh, guess what? I'll give you 2 on a 6-month T-bill. And you say, well, I can't really do anything about that because I'm not going to go into a U.S. bank deposit. The banks don't even pay you anywhere close to Fed funds. So fuck it. I'll just buy the 2% that Bessent offers. So Bessent can, in one fell stroke, completely neuter the Fed. And no longer does the Fed have any control over Fed funds, because Bessent can offer the treasury bill at whatever price he wants, unconstrained by what, you know, Powell or whoever his successor does.